This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Caney. Kimberly Burge, author of The Born Freeze, Riding with the Girls of Guguletu, will be participating at an event tomorrow evening at the YWCA of Greater Cincinnati. The discussion will include guests from local service agencies that work in support of women's needs and focus on raising women's voices at the local, national, and international level. Now, Kimberly Burge rejoins us, along with Board Trustee for Women Writing for a Change, Claudia Kasvin, and Director of the Protection from Abuse Program at the YWCA of Greater Cincinnati, Teresa Singleton. And Claudia and Teresa, good to see you this afternoon. Thank you for joining us here.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Glad to be here.
Again, 513-419-7100 if you'd like to join our conversation. Kimberly, what's the message, ultimately, the big message that you want people to get from what you wrote?
Well, you know, now that the book has been out a couple months, one of the things I hear is that a book about South Africa is a hard sell with American readers. And I'm struggling real hard against that perception. But I think people have an image of Africa that it's all one place, first of all, rather than a continent, but that it's poverty, famine, AIDS, conflict, depressing things. And those are there, but it's also joy and beauty and laughter and good food and music and writing and stories. And these girls know how their country is perceived around the world, and they just want to be seen as a fully fleshed out person with all the joy and the struggles that any of us have. And that's what I hope people can see from this book, that they can learn about what South Africa is about now, but also see these amazing young women that I would hold up as inspiration to anyone in Cincinnati or anywhere else.
Yeah, Claudia, how do you think this all ties into what we can learn from this in Cincinnati about supporting women and helping women?
Well, I think some of the points that Kimberly raised as I was listening earlier are really something that women writing have been in support of. We will be 25 years old next year. And there are two things that struck me, Kimberly. One is you really can't be heard unless someone is listening. And what Kimberly Yes. provided those girls in South Africa was the opportunity to speak, but also to listen to one another, which is an extremely important thing and something that is very much part of the structure of the programs that we offer through Women Writing. The other thing that I think is extremely important, and Kimberly, you raised this as well, is that oftentimes women and girls, in order to find their voices, they need a very safe, non-competitive environment. Mark, you talked earlier about writing teaching, that's telling you where the comma is, or, you know, how to,
your right, sentence. Grammar and punctuation right, and all things that. Like that, right?
And that's my personal hot button. I'm an English major. I've been an English teacher, and, I now tutor, high school and college students in writing. And even in women writing, often the novice or the, let's say the trepidatious writer will come in and, my grammar isn't very good, and I'll go, forget about it. That's the last thing that we work on. Right. The first thing is to find your voice.
Exactly.
Right. And you need an environment where people are around you in a community that will support that and say, we don't care about that you got the period in the wrong place, you know, or you got a run-on sentence. We'll take care of that. We'll take care of that. But I think that the opportunity and what we do at Women Writing is just part of our structure is, again, everybody reads, right? And
right.
everybody listens.
Right.
And in our programs, women and girls get a specific allotted amount of time in which to present their piece, and there's no interruption. Think
right.
about how often you get in your life the opportunity to speak. Well, you do, Mark, but, but to speak for 10 or 12 or 15 minutes entirely interrupted, to say what you have to say, and then, and we train our writers to do this, to give well-considered, thoughtful, and constructive feedback. That's just a tremendous, tremendous gift.
Kimberly, did you use the word therapeutic, I think, earlier when we were talking about this?
I did.
Had some therapeutic strength and value in it?
I think think so. But I think, again, it's a almost a self-healing thing. It's right. It's finding out yes. what you have and the capabilities that you have within yourself to deal with whatever life is throwing at you at the moment.
Well, and I think it goes beyond therapeutic. It's empowering. And as a matter of fact, the YWCA is very excited because we are working with Women Writing for a Change to bring a writing program to our domestic violence shelter. So we're really excited about it because it will certainly give survivors a way to use their voice. And that's important for survivors of intimate partner violence and domestic violence. Absolutely.
So you think the experience that Kimberly had in South Africa with these young women translates well into what goes on locally, too?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because women and girls in today's world face so many barriers and obstacles on their journey. So anytime we can afford them an opportunity to say what they need to say about really any topic, I think that's a very good thing.
I'd love to come back and help with that. That sounds like
we'd love to have you.
513-419-7100. If you'd like to join the conversation, let's talk with Herb in Walnut Hills. Good afternoon, Herb.
Can you hear me now?
We sure can. Thank you.
Good. I'm an ex-South African, and I'm very much aware of what's going on there because I visit regularly. The thing I would like to add to the conversation is that this week there's a program at Hebrew Union College about the Jewish lady who was in Parliament in South Africa and was very much against the apartheid regime. And it's a discussion on her life. And I think the awareness that there are heroines, some of whom are not well known, but this would set a good example for the other ladies, females in South Africa and here, as to what can be done. The particular lady I'm talking about is Helen Suzman, who died several years ago, but there will be a celebration of her life starting this Thursday at the Hebrew Union College.
Okay, Herb. Thank you very much. We appreciate the call.
That sounds wonderful. Yeah, there's a street named after her in Cape Town. That's wonderful. I wish I could stay longer to attend that.
But that's interesting. He brings up a point of the role that women played.
Women played a tremendous role in the end of apartheid. Women of all different colors. I mean, there was an organization called Black Sash, which was actually made up mostly of white women who were working surreptitiously in many cases to end apartheid. But then also black women. And African women came together very famously in the 1950s to protest the pass laws, where you had to have a pass anywhere you went. And there's a wonderful one of my sections of my book. It's a Xhosa term. It says "Watint abafazi, watint imbakodo," and it means "You strike a woman, you strike a rock." And this idea that women were the strong ones that kind of kept the family and kept the country together, and that's what again I see in these young women that are coming up.
We will continue our conversation. You can join us at 513-419-7100. And later in Focus on Technology, Ann Thompson takes a look at using water to keep your home at a comfortable temperature. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Kimberly Burge, author of The Born Freeze, joins us along with Board Trustee for Women Writing for a Change, Claudia Kasman, and Director of the Protection from Abuse Program at the YWCA of Greater Cincinnati, Teresa Singleton. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. Teresa, tell us about the event that's coming up tomorrow evening.
Well, we are absolutely thrilled to have Kimberly join us at the YWCA tomorrow, October 20th. At 6 p.m. To present Raising Women's Voices. And this event is sponsored by the Interfaith Hospitality Network, Kara Cole, Women Writing for a Change, the YWCA, and Bethany House Services. And we're just delighted to have her present on her experiences in Cape Town.
Yeah, I'm thrilled to be here. It's a great reason to come home. And I think we're going to have a young writer from Women Writing, too.
Yes, we are. We're going to have a young writer. Her name is Madeline Henke. And Madeline is currently a senior at Wyoming High School, but she has been writing at Women Writing for a Change since she was 11 years old.
That's great.
Wow.
And she's also a graduate of a program that we have every few years called the Young Women's Feminist Leadership Academy. So she's really taking a leadership position in our organization as well. And I ask Maddie, is there anything special you want me to say? And this is a slight paraphrase, but this is what she said, that she believes that writing is a necessary part of helping young women to find and explore their own voices and to continue to remain true to their genuine selves. So she is deeply, deeply committed to the idea that, that writing is a part of, not only self-expression, but your personal growth.
Yeah.
And that's
and
something
it can
that
help
we,
you through your personal
absolutely,
growth.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely can. And I think if some of my writing partners from Women Writing were here, they would all be nodding their heads in agreement and say, yes, yes, because yeah. it's something that we've all experienced. No matter what your life experience is, there's always room for growth. There's always room for change. There's always room for finding a new passion. And that's something that we are very happy to support in this community for women of all ages, all economic groups. We do outreach also. Teresa mentioned we do we work with something called Project Connect in local schools for girls who are at risk or are homeless. So there's some things like that that we do. We also are working currently with a program in Covington, Kentucky, and if I can find the name of it, I will. But it's for women who are have been in situations where they really need to get their life on track. It's the Life Learning Center in Covington. So we think it's important for not only you know, women like me, white, middle class, college educated, you know, but for women who are marginalized or at the fringes of society in some way, to have a place where they can be heard as well.
Well, and certainly a helpful tool for survivors of intimate partner violence.
Absolutely.
Because it gives them an opportunity to really express their feelings, which I think is absolutely critical as they move forward toward an independent lifestyle free from violence. Mm. So it's very empowering.
And I want Maddie to meet Anna Suena and Sharon and Tombi and these girls. They would have so much to talk about. And
they would.
That's what, you know, the universalness of this idea of women claiming our voices, you know, and the struggle that we have at different ages and different places. It's, we've got to stick together to do this.
Well, and if we look at history, like if we look at the women's suffrage movement, it wasn't one or two women acting alone. It was a lot of women coming
exactly.
together with a collective voice.
Yeah.
513-419-7100 to join the conversation. Let's talk with Elizabeth in Middletown. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Sure can. Thank you.
Great. Yes, I wanted to make a point on the equality of women and we're not there yet in
okay.
in this country. Isn't it true there are some countries in the African continent that actually have women presidents?
Oh, absolutely. Ellen Sirleaf in Liberia. She was the first African woman president. And Rwanda, after the genocide, has the largest percentage of women in parliament of any country in the world, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah. It's impressive. They're beating us, man.
Mm-hmm. And I'm in Middletown. If I were in Cincinnati, I would have already been, I would be attending your workshops. And I wanted to ask about the, you mentioned the outreach program.
Oh, yes. We do have various outreach programs. Is there anything in particular that you are interested in?
Well, I would really like to write my life story, a memoir, if you will. I mean, I'm a white woman,
This is exactly what she's looking for, Claudia.
I will tell you what. We have a website for listeners out there too. It's very simple. It's called womenwriting.org. So womenwriting.org. Or you can telephone us at 513-272-1171 and we can get you a list of our program offerings. And you can take a look and see if there's something that would appeal to you. But trust me, there are a lot of women in our organization who have the same desires and hopes for their writing that you do. So I think you would be very comfortable coming to join us.
Yeah, I wish I'd known about Women Writing for a Change when I was in Cincinnati. I think y'all were probably just getting started about the time I was leaving. Because that's something as a writer, I always felt more comfortable writing for organizations that I worked for than writing in my own voice. Tackling this book, I had to use these girls as a touchstone. What I kept coming back to is, because you feel very vulnerable. There are personal things about me in this book that now that it's out, I'm like, wow, this is in the world. but the way I felt
Welcome
about
to being a first time author.
Pretty much. And this is when you don't write fiction, but what I came back to is I asked these girls to be honest with me and to expose themselves. And I owe them nothing less than to be willing to do the same thing myself.
Right.
And so that's what I tried to be, as brave as they were.
Yes.
I hope I did it.
Sounds like you did.
Thank you.
Claudia, something interesting, too, because we keep talking about how empowering this is for women and how beneficial it is for women. But, as the guy sitting here in this group, I keep thinking, wow, this would be great for men to do, too.
Oh, you just put it right in my lap, Mark.
Right
here. I just got it. We have done this before, but we have just launched a last term. We just launched what is now a very successful class that's co-ed for men and women, because we have had many requests from men. Often they are the sons, the husbands, the brothers of women who've been in our organization, and they'll say to us, well, why don't you have something for us? Well, we do. And we also, by the way, we also do work with a couple of elementary schools within the community where we have programs that take both boys and girls. So we do outreach to the male sex as well.
And the YWCA does as well, because we know that we could shelter survivors of intimate partner violence until the end of time, but that's not going to stop the problem. We need to have men's voices. We need to have men engaged in this issue to stand up and say violence is wrong and mentor and act as role models for younger men. So we always want to have men involved.
That's great to hear. I mean, that's one of the things that has encouraged me in South Africa, again, with the high levels of violence against women. But there are some great organizations that are reaching out to young men to break that pattern, because it frustrates me to hear that violence against women is a women's issue, because it's not.
Well, it's a societal issue that impacts all of us in varying degrees, but it's an expensive problem that truly does, I believe, diminish the quality of life for everyone, especially children. So absolutely.
Yeah.
Teresa, can you tell us a little bit more about what will be going on tomorrow night? What kinds of things will people be doing at this conference?
Well,
I
am going to defer to Kimberly, because
Kimberly's leading.
I am.
Leading the event, and I know it's going to be wonderful. Yeah, I neglected to say it's a free event.
It is free. Again, at the Y, which I hear is a beautiful space.
It is a gorgeous space.
To get down there.
And we've got about 30 seconds.
Okay,
Kimberly,
so I'm going to be reading from the book and having a Q&A, get to talk. Again, we'll hear from Maddie, and then have the local organizations that empower women. You'll be able to hook up with them and volunteer with them and find some of these great programs to be involved locally to help empower women's voices to get out there.
Okay. And what's the key message you want people to get from this?
Girls and women have amazing, powerful voices, and they're, even if they look like they might be different from you, or you think that they're far away and you might have nothing in common with your life, be willing to be surprised and see what you can learn from them.
Well, thanks everybody for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you. Thank you so much,
Thank you,
Mark.
Kimberly Burge is author of The Born Frees, writing with the girls of Guguletu, along with board trustee for Women Writing for a Change, Claudia Kasvin, and director of the Protection from Abuse Program at the YWCA of Greater Cincinnati, Teresa Singleton. And Kimberly Burge will be participating in Raising Women's Voices from Cincinnati to Cape Town. It's tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock at the YWCA of Greater Cincinnati. And you can find a link to more information at WVXU.org.